Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning my way. Once again, God has allowed us the privilege to come into your homes by the means of radio to tell you there is truly something that we can marvelously believe in. We've got to believe in Jesus Christ because through and by His blood we have been redeemed. And I'm so glad I can tell you that today. I am Tommy Mounts, and I've been doing this for many years, and I can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. With your help and your support, we will continue right on with the gospel. So let's get into our broadcast today, and let's magnify the Lord. Let's lift Him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So let's lift Him up in name.
And she's sitting mighty low in the water, because she's been on her maiden voyage ever since the day the blood was shed at Calvary. She was purchased and bought. She's withered all the violent storms. Some passengers have jumped overboard, and they all drowned. But you see, she's not just like other ships, the Titanic. She's the church. She ain't going down. She's going over. Sail on, O ship of Zion, brave walk lurch in the cold dark night. Sail on, O ship of Zion, till you see her beacon light. Sail on, O ship of Zion, He's on board, you're not alone. Sail on, till you hear the captain, lands in sight, you've made it home. The ship was launched from outside of Jerusalem. Caught a brand new gush of wind when she breezed through the upper room. Rolled out the storm with a jail cell song at me. What makes you think she's going to sing in this modern time? Sail on, O ship of Zion, He's on board, you're not alone. Sail on, do you hear the captain? Lands in sight, you've made it home.
Yes, sir, lands in sight, we've made it home. Thank God for that. Well, I've got good news for you. You can listen to us by worldwide internet, and you can listen to us through www.stbi.org. I know a lot of preachers are going to the web page now. They're going into the internet and different places and bringing their messages because of this coronavirus. You've got to be careful of it. You've got to stay away from it. I hope there's no one in my listening audience that have been contacted with it. But anyhow, we've got to be very cautious. But I thought about doing a website on the I'm trying to think what I'm trying to say. Well, I'm getting confused now. But anyhow, I was going to go to Facebook. Facebook, that's what I was trying to think of. But I got to thinking. I said, well, I'm already on worldwide internet. All you got to do is pull me up there and get any of my sermons. You can get our songs and Martha's songs and her singing and my preaching. You can listen to it anytime that you want to. And I appreciate Daryl. Daryl, I hope you're doing well. And Dana Olson, I hope they're doing real well. I hope all my listening audience are doing good and enjoying the blessings of God. So God is still on the throne. I know that this is going on right now, but listen, God cares for us, and no one ever cared for us like Jesus. Let's go right back and do this song.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose through the clouds, he left them this message: I'll come back for you this same way. Carry here a little while, my brother. Sometimes gets so rocky, it seems like I just can't go on. But the thought cheers my heart when I stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Carry here a little while, my brother. While it's day, carry here, it won't be much longer, till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky, it seems like I just go on, but the thought soothes my heart when I stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Carry here a little while, my brother. Carry here and wait while it's
sounds sweeter, sweeter every day. She does a great job on those songs. I wish I had more of her music, but I don't. But anyhow, that was Martha singing that beautiful song. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts, I say, and I want you to be very careful and very cautious. Respect this corona thing because it is dangerous and deadly. I hope that none of you have it. I do hope that you stay safe, but if we'll do the guidelines that they've given us, I think we can. And I know that the churches are having to be closed, but that's just a caution that we've got to take. You know, I believe God takes care of us, but he expects us to take care of our own self. And everybody says, well, God can step in and do something. Well, God is doing all that God is going to do. He loves you. And no one ever loved you like Jesus Christ did. He went to a cross for you and died for your sins. And that was very important to you. And you ought to be thankful for that. So let's go right back now and listen to this song. I hope you enjoy this one also.
Thank you.
A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while a thousand memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, Doctor Dupre, for you, no charge.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, by my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost, my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge, the cost of your kindness, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love,
real cost,
is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add it all up, the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Well, that was worthy of getting up here at 7 o'clock in, this Sunday morning. I hope you had a great Easter last week. It seemed like it was the most trying Easter that I've ever spent. We had no morning services. We had no churches, and it was the most different Easter I have ever spent. And I've spent a lot of Easters out in cemeteries doing services and different places. But I'll tell you, that was the saddest weekend that we spent. But anyhow, we're going to go to a message right now. I hope you enjoy this message, and then I'll be back to close the service.
I'd like to read today from James chapter 4, verse 13. Go not now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there for a year, and we will buy and sell and get gain. Whereas we know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then it shall vanish away. You know, life is short at its longest, but nevertheless, the Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after death the judgment. But you know, so many times people do not come to realize that the life that you live will affect someone else. I've always said, if I can touch somebody along the way, then my living has not been in vain. I believe in the providence of God. I believe that a person must search and find the will of God for their life.
You see, God didn't just put you here just to roam and spend so many years and then pass from this life and that's the end of it. Many will tell you, well, you just live, you die, and that's the end of your life. I think the Bible said, eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow you die. But then, sir, you're not reading the rest of the Scripture. The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, but read the rest of it. You can't leave that line out because it's so vital to your life. And then comes the judgment, because there is a judgment to come. I'm so reminded when I speak like this of Ernest Tubb. Now, many of you have been blessed to know Ernest Tubb, and many of you haven't. But Ernest Tubb used to sing a song that said, "Oh, tomorrow never comes." But I've got news for you. Tomorrow will come. Our life is short at the very longest. It's like money. Some's got a lot of it. Some has a little bit of it. But some don't have any of it. But soon it's spent. And once it's spent, then it's gone. But what about the life that we've lived? Have we touched anybody along the way? We are a living epistle or a living example. Men and women are watching our lives. I kid so many times. As a matter of fact, you know me. I have a lot of humor. I have a lot of sadness. I can laugh with you. I can cry with you. I can be the human person that I need to be, or I can be so solemn sometime and holier than thou. I mean, I can be all the attributes that you would want me to be, but yet I'm always firm when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I tell so many people as I go along the way, I said, well, they say, well, Brother Tommy, how's things going? I said, good. And I've got to be good because so many people are watching, but I'm not good just because people are watching. I realize that my life is a living testimony. And if I'm going to live anyway and every way, how am I going to reach people for Christ? I want to be a godly example. I want people to look at me and say, that's what God can do for a man. Because, you see, I've been there, sir. I've done that. I have a T-shirt to prove it. And I've been through the rough cultures of life. And I've done things that I'm ashamed of. I've got skeletons in my closet that I'm not proud of. And I've been there, and people have watched my life, and I've tried to live the life before them, that when they look at me, they can see the life of Christ. My four boys that I've been blessed to bring up, and then my wife that I've been married to for over 43 years now. And I've tried to live the life in front of them. Oh, I haven't been the perfect husband. I haven't been the perfect father. But I've tried to live an example for my boys. I remember years ago that God taught me a lesson about my boys, and I've never forgotten that. I was doing something that I shouldn't do. Now, this is not a horrible, a terrible thing. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but please don't let your minds go astray right now. But anyhow, it was just a very small thing that I was doing. But anyhow, God spoke to my heart one day and said, hey, now you're trying to be a living example to those boys, and here you are having a situation that needs to be ready. And how are they feeling about that? And I went to my boys and I said, boys, I'm sorry that I was doing that. Well, let me clear the air. I was smoking. Now, I'm not going to preach against cigarettes. That's the reason I didn't want to get into that, because you jump on the bandwagon and I've got other things to preach about. But I was smoking, and I felt condemned. I had to go in the basement and do it. And I just felt so condemned about it. But I knew that my little boys knew what I was doing. So I said, boys, if I'm going to teach you not to slip around and do things, then I can't slip around and do things. Now, I'm not getting on your bandwagon. I'm not going to send you to hell just because you're smoking. And if you think so, forget that. I'm not that kind of a preacher. But what I'm trying to say is I was made to realize that the life I was living was affecting my young boys and my family, and they were watching my life. If I'm going to be the father and the preacher I ought to be, then I've got to live that godly life in front of my family, in front of the people whom that I am testifying that I have known God. You see, I'm going to have to give an account to God. And, sir, mark this down on your calendar. You are going to have to give an account to God. Every man will stand in judgment. And according to the Bible, for the deeds is done in this body. No, you're not getting by with it. You may think you've got it hid. You may think you've got it covered up. But God is going to bring everything to light. You remember that when Cain slew Abel, that he thought he had it covered up. But God said, He crieth from the ground. And you know, today, God knows exactly. He knows the heart of man. He knows the mind of man.
And I know it's hard to believe that this can happen, but listen, it's also hard for me to believe that they can take the Bible and through one little micro dot put every page and every word on a little micro dot that's no bigger than the eraser of a pencil. So if man has been allowed and been able to do that, sir, just think, God is much greater than man. He has the ability, he has the power, he has the authority, he holds the world in the palm of his hand. His mind is broader than the universe, and if God, when we stand before God, we are going to have to give an account unto God. Because, you see, there is a final end. That end is coming. We don't know when it's coming, but it's soon coming. You see, the devil and all the imps of hell got together one day, and they saw that they had a problem. And they said, well, how can we rid this problem? And, well, one of them said, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's tell them the Bible is not true. And then Satan spoke up, and he said, hey, they won't believe that because too many have read it, proved it, and tested it, and they know that it's true. That won't work. Well, one of them said, well, let's just tell them that God don't mean what he says, that you can just live any way and every way, and God loves you, and God will not send you to hell. And the Satan said, no, that won't work either, because men have already experienced it, and men have experienced the forgiveness of God and the guilt of sin, and God is a loving God, and God is going to judge man according to that, and they will not believe that. And one finally came up with a solution. He said, let's tell them that they got plenty of time. And you know, that'll work every time. People that are thinking they have plenty of time, procrastination. I mean, that is one of the downfalls of mankind. We think we've got forever. You know, I never dreamed that I would be at the retirement age. I told them, I said, I was planning on retiring at 62, and then I went to 65, and here I am still going strong and not even intending to retire. But my life is soon fading away. I'm not doing the things I used to do. I cannot do the things I used to do. But when I look back at my life, it's been like a vapor. It appeared for just a short time, and now it's beginning to fade. I'm seeing things that I never dreamed that I could see. I go to homecomings, and I say, where are the old folks? And people look at me and smile and say, you are the old folks, you see. It don't take a big crowd for me to be the oldest one in the crowd now. I stood on the sidelines. I watched my father pass away at 87. I watched Martha's father pass away with Alzheimer's. And I've seen so many people pass that way. And it makes me to be mind conscious that I too am traveling in that direction, because you see, I don't have plenty of time. Maybe you don't have plenty of time, because time is very relevant, that what we do with time in eternity is what's going to really count. So the things I'd like to leave with you today is this, that your life is going to affect somebody, and you're going to have to give an account to God, because there is a final end, and don't let the devil tell you you got plenty of time, because I close with this thought. Today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late.
Like forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over. Ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel Him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, the morning is coming. Father's promise. I'll never forsake you. Though the waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus.
Hold on to Jesus.
Ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you.
Jordan, I hope I've said something to encourage you. I don't want to discourage you. I know that last week was Easter and it was a great day, but this is another Sunday has come and gone, and God has blessed us immensely. I mean, God never leaves us. He'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you all the way even unto the very end. So you just hold on there. Father, I pray from unseen audience. I hope that I've said something today that has encouraged them, not discouraged them. We've got enough discouragement in this country already, Lord. We need to be encouraged. We need to look up. Lord, there's nothing to look down about. I mean, we've got more to go to heaven for today than we had yesterday. We've got friends on the other side. We've got loved ones there that's waiting for us. And Lord, we're anxious to go. Now, we're not in no hurry, Lord, but we are ready to go. And I pray for my unseen audience. I pray to somehow or another that, Lord, they'll bind their hearts together and pray one for another and stay together, Lord, and be careful. Watch this coronavirus and stay away from that. Stay away from anything that could cause them any problems. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whenever you can, listen to us again now on STBI. If you want to type it in, you got to type in www.stbi.org. Again, that's www.stbi.org, and you can pull up any of our sermons, any of our songs, or anything. You can just, we'll be right there in the living room with you. And I won't forget, I got a letter here a while back, someone from out in Texas, I think. And they got up that morning and they said, you know, we're going to miss Brother Tommy this morning. And one of them happened to think, no, they can go into the internet and pull me up. And I appreciate my internet servers. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do for me to keep me going on the radio. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to view. After you've been there 10,000 years on the earth, maybe two for me. For
to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Maddox Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts on 2642 Maddox Creek Road in Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.